them girls have won a few Donegal senior guilties now, and I suppose that's one of the things that we're trying to, you know, keep going in the club, because I suppose they're not going to last forever, and everyone you get here is they're special, you know.
Half time, you led 2-9 to 2-4. What was the message at the break?
At half time, to be honest, we were a bit worried, you know, because you were rotating with the breeze in the second half, so we had to rejig things. But I suppose, you know, we did have a few county players that we didn't play the day, and we had permission to play them, and we kind of held them, and we kind of knew that would was going to be a big advantage the second half, which it turned out to be, like, and even though against the breeze. But we're very lucky now, to be honest with you. You've already really, really put it up to us, and we were worried there about maybe 10 minutes ago with 5 points in it. So, you know, but these girls are kind of used to, you know, seeing out games, so I suppose that got them over the line at the end up.
What I noticed, Johnny, was it's a squad effort, a large panel out today, and you weren't afraid you used the bench in the second half.
Aye, no, well, that's the thing we did know coming up here today, as Kieran, we knew we had probably a bench, maybe, you know, and that was going to be a big advantage. So if we could just stay in the game and, you know, wearing Evora down a bit, and which we found hard to do, that the bench would make a difference. But they definitely seen that yourself, the bench made a big difference.
I think we heard this phrase before, Jerry McLaughlin, player of the match.
Aye, well, I suppose that our name's probably written in that trophy at this stage, you know, and it's fitting that it's Danny O in memory of him. So it's lovely for us to get that trophy back in term and memory of him. And Geraldine, I don't think that's her first time winning that, or any other player of the match for that matter.
The aim will be now to come here again in June. It's the All-Ireland competition in June, and the aim will certainly be to win the All-Ireland.
Aye, well, that is the one. Like, these girls take the guilt of very serious. I think they've got their record in Ireland. I think they're away ahead of maybe about 5 or 6 All-Irelands ahead of anybody else. So they're very conscious that every other All-Ireland that they can get keeps them in that position.
Finally, yourself, your first year managing the team, you enjoying it so far?
Aye, listen, it's completely different. As you know yourself, Kieran, you know, I've been involved in men's all my life, and I suppose I've 2 daughters now coming through, so it's a completely different experience, and definitely enjoying it.